Well, Curtis, if the air is unhealthy outside, I may stay inside and sourdough and chill today because we should check the window world of Boston weather window, find out about the pollution. Curtis, what are we looking at?
Close that. The air is unhealthy for sensitive groups. Air quality index 121, which is worse than yesterday at this time. They said it was going to be better. They lied. So it's gross out there. It's about 73 and cloudy with a thick haze from our Canadian friends. Afternoon high, a little less than 80. Sunset, 7:57.
Okay. You could get a whole house full of windows installed for just $99 a month from Window World of Boston. Go to windowworldofboston.com. Would you like the angry Red Sox text of the morning, Curtis?
Why are you angry?
617 text that says, Red Sox are undefeated since the deadline, but you morons keep talking about Craig Breslow and what he did at the deadline. I don't know that we keep talking about that. We have discussed it from time to time.
Good morning.
We have discussed it from time to time over the last couple of days.
He looks he looks like in this position right now because of the way Giolito and Bale's pitching that he made the, not necessarily he made the right move, but there weren't deals out there that he could get done.
Yeah, you know? I've seen the building of the fall guy, and that is going to be Breslow if and when the team falls off because Carrabis has been saying that there were people in the building miffed at his indecisiveness. Mm. And I would also just say, like, I don't know if anybody believes this. According to Bradford, you had Theo Epstein, you had Alex Cora, Sam Kennedy, John Henry, Gordon, everybody in the room on the trade deadline day. And according to most of the reporting, the offer to the Twins for Joe Ryan came very late.
Yeah.
Why, if you're John Henry, or if you're Sam Kennedy, who we could ask Thursday at 9, or you're anybody in that room, you have the ability to say, hey, call the Twins, give them this offer, let them know that we're here, and if they get a better one, to give us a call, and we'll try and sweeten it.
It sounds to me like it was your typical negotiation tactic where you're waiting until the end so that you are going to hopefully get the best deal for yourself. But I agree with you.
But Joe Ryan, Greg, I understand that the Twins are having a fire sale, but Joe Ryan isn't one that they are saving money on. He only has $3 million coming his way.
Right.
So it's not like in the last minute they're like, oh, no, we have to offload this guy. Otherwise, we're set with the bill.
Yeah, I mean, the reporting or the whispering is that by the time the Red Sox got around to taking it seriously, the Twins had already moved. They were making so many other moves that
What? I don't buy that. Because if you really are willing to move on from Joe Ryan, if you're Minnesota, and a good enough deal comes in, whether it's at the 11th hour or if it's a week before, you take the deal.
So then what happened in your mind?
I think that the deal that Breslow offered wasn't good enough for the Twins.
But that's when you have negotiations. And I think that's what's frustrating to people is that for Craig Breslow to come on the show and say everything was on the table. We put guys on the table that we said we were never going to.
We got uncomfortable.
And so if that's the case.
But do you 100% believe that?
Well, so what's he lying about?
I think that there were guys that were on the table, but for a certain price, right?
And he wasn't willing to part. Price, not what it's going to cost you. Prospect price, he wasn't willing to do that.
Yeah, whether it's prospects, whether it's current guys on the current roster, I don't know, maybe he says to Minnesota, okay, we'll give you these prospects, A, B, and C, and they're like, oh, we want those, plus we need you to throw in Durant.
It was feeble because it came late and it didn't have what they wanted. That's why Ken Rosenthal called it feeble. And I just want to ask everybody.
Well, then that's my thing. It's really you didn't give them what they wanted.
Does anybody believe that Craig Breslow was operating the war room at the trade deadline and it was up to him and him alone what they could and couldn't do?
No.
Does anybody believe that if John Henry, Theo Epstein, Sam Kennedy, or Alex Cora said, we need to make a deal, figure it out, that he would have had to figure it out.
Yes.
So then why does anybody waste a second on Craig Breslow? He is just the figurehead. He was the 10th guy to interview for the job. Why do we allow these? Like, they've already started it. Carrabba's talking about how people in the building, and I believe him completely.
Yeah.
Completely in the people in the building were very frustrated by how rigid he was. Like, okay.
Well, they can't be frustrated if they were all there at decision time.
Right.
And they weren't telling him, you got to do it.
I got calls on Saturday with Ken where people were like, well, I mean, Breslow didn't want to make the deal. I'm like, Alex Cora makes 3 times what Breslow makes. John Henry owns everything. Like, are you really telling me that Craig Breslow was the one who was in charge?
But he's the one finding all the traits. So, like, it's not John Henry, Alex Cora. Yeah, exactly. But if Craig Breslow doesn't get an actual trade offer on the board, then he has nothing to propose to them for them to tell him to accept it.
Well, my guess is that John Henry says, we need to get X player, figure out what the deal needs to happen, and let's execute it.
But there may be something, I think I heard you guys talking about it Saturday, there may be something to the suggestion that the teams don't like dealing with the Red Sox and haven't for quite some time.
Right.
Because Was that you guys talking about that?
There's a lot of people out there that believe that they are being spun for PR purposes when the Red Sox are, quote, in on something, when the reality is the call is just to make it accurate that they were in on X player, whereas other teams at the deadline just want to get a deal done and aren't being used for PR purposes.
I think if John Henry and those guys are in the room, and I kind of lean a little bit to Shine's point, but I think that he's basically said, okay, Brez, you're gonna do all the baseball stuff. He then comes back with a package and says, hey, John, this is what we should be willing to do to get Joe Ryan. Minnesota doesn't like that, and maybe John Henry goes, if you think that's best, Brez, then let's not do that. If you don't think it's worth it to give up Duran part of that deal, and I'm just using his name for
example. But it costs you $3 million, like, yeah. and prospects. Like, I just think they were way too late on it. Like, I don't think that deal ever was presented to them and John Henry said no, Curtis. Like, you don't think that, right?
Yeah, No, not at all. Yeah. No, I think that they were not as aggressive as they want us to believe they were,
yeah,
because John Henry really wants to have the maximum amount of flexibility with all these young guys around, and they traded several top prospects to get Crochet, and now their other prospects are playing in the big league club, so maybe they don't have the depth that other people
have. So do you think John Henry says you can trade you could trade player XYZ, prospect XYZ, but you can't trade these guys?
I think John Henry
has no idea which prospects are good and which aren't.
So I don't put it on John Henry. I put it on Breslow. If you're not giving Minnesota the best possible option, and I'm not buying that.
Wait, so you think John Henry wanted them to trade more and Breslow said no?
No. I think that Breslow went to Minnesota, gave them an offer for Joe Ryan.
That John Henry probably approved of.
Yeah, whatever. Okay. And then Minnesota said, no, we want more with that.
Okay, so then
Breslow said...
I think John Henry probably said, everybody is on the table except the password.
Oof.
Well, if you believe Jeff
Passan...
Do you ever
use the Google password when they say use a strong, or do you just create your own?
No, I always create my own. Yeah. I use the same one.
Yeah, bullet 123.
That's really bad.
I mean, it seems fine.
One hacker gets it.
I do have trouble. Right. I did have trouble logging into Roku to watch the game the other day.
This DoorDash account is loaded.
Is baseball ever going to be on just the regular network that one gets on their cable system? Or how is that going in the future?
Yeah. I have no idea. But I do know that if the Red Sox wanted Joe Ryan, they would have Joe Ryan. That's really simple. And it is not because of Craig Breslow. It's not because of any of the way the scouts...
So then who's it because? Like,
the organization.
So the organization said, we want Joe Ryan, but we're not willing to give up this piece?
What it takes to get him, right, which is why they call the pursuit people.
So then that would be on Breslow.
But if Ryan was on the table, Curtis, a texter wants to know, if Joe Ryan was on the table, why didn't anybody else get him?
Because his salary was not onerous for the Twins. He is not someone that they're going to have to pay a lot the rest of the way.
It's $3.5 million or something, right?
So they'll wait to the offseason.
And they want the best possible deal.
Right.
So nobody gave them the best possible deal.
The only deal that they described as feeble was from the Boston Red Sox.
Right, but Greg's point, if there was a good enough deal
why did they call it feeble? They didn't say that about any other team.
But now somebody's a huge Avengers fan, because I think that's what Thanos said.
That's the best
feeble human beings.
Right.
But I just look at if Breslow gave they gave a counter to Breslow. Minnesota gave them a counter. I don't care if it was at the last hour. A lot of deals get done the last hour before the trade, the last 10 minutes before a trade deadline. Minnesota gave them a counter. They elected the Red Sox not to go with whatever that counter is.
Listen, they're undefeated since the deadline, so maybe Brezbot was spot on.
Right. If I don't put the trade, honestly, I put the trade, them not doing nothing, getting somebody, I put it on Breslow.
Good morning.
Hi.
I think Henry says, hey, you're free to do what you want with the baseball. You know, if it's a money situation, and clearly it wasn't, so he doesn't have to sign off on money.
4-0 since the unfortunate incident in Fall River, I'll tell you.
Yeah, they look pretty good. He's getting the last laugh right now.
Did you see the text that Ken sent Sam? It's a video of him cheering when everybody was booing.
No, I didn't see that. But yes, Sam Kennedy on this show Thursday at 9. Here is Courtney now with what is trending.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by the 99. The Red Sox took the first in their series with the Royals. 8-5 was the final at Fenway. Brian Baio went 6 innings, not giving up a single run on 6 hits while striking out 5. Roman Anthony was a late scratch. Alex Cora said it was due to a tight back. He will not play tonight either. Another one with the Royals tonight, 7-10 first pitch from Fenway with Garrett Crochet taking the mound. Brooksy joins Will Fleming on the Shaw's and Star Market. WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's, go shopping, get rewarded. Kick things off with Christian Arcan at 6:10 for the MassMutual pregame show. Over to the Pats, who had practice yesterday, a scary moment when defensive coordinator Terrell Williams was treated for dehydration. He left midway through practice with the help of the medical staff. Other things
of note.
Did you
hear about the guy, the coach, the defensive coordinator? He had dehydration yesterday.
No, I didn't hear about that.
Yeah. Fell down.
You should have covered that.
I know. My fault.
What about Braintree Little League?
No, that was all you.
Okay.
I knew that was your wheelhouse.
Okay.
Travion Henderson had a good day. Multiple catches for him. Vidarian Lowe returned to the field, signaling he will be coming off the PUP list. And Mike Vrabel said that Kendrick Bourne got rolled up on Friday. He's not expected to see him this week. Also, an update on Christian Gonzalez and Carlton Davis. They aren't expected to practice today or tomorrow against Washington. The guys have a walkthrough practice today at 10. And you've got to try the new burgers at the Nines. Bigger, bolder, and beefier. Their half-pound 100% American Angus beef is sure to please. Try the new bourbon onion burger and get more ang for your buck. You got to love the Nines. That's what's trending. Your Hill Notes coming up next.